Is that a new hat?
Yeah, brand new hat. So, yes, sir.
How's it feel?
Feels really good. I feel blessed. Just feels like this whole situation of coming back home for me. A lot of family here. A lot of family was able to celebrate with me. And so it feels really good to be back home. And, you know, they take a lot of pride in the Elks. And heard a lot of stories. My grandma and grandpa actually had their first date here. And so, yeah, so this is an amazing thing for me and my family, and I'm so excited. You know, just thanking God over and over again for it.
I mean, this process has been maybe a whirlwind for you. I mean, it hasn't even been 2 months since you declared for the draft. So can you describe just what the last few weeks have been like for you?
Last few weeks, I don't know, ever since the combine, it's been pretty kind of back to the standard quota of just training and everything like that and just trying to get better each and every day. And so just getting ready for training camp. But yeah, it was quick, especially on the front end, everything leading up to the combine. And then from then on, it's been pretty smooth, but it was a bit of a whirlwind coming up here. And so thankful to be able to have this experience and being around everybody.
You're kind of ahead of the game for a lot of players who are drafted today. You've already played some pro ball. You're in the USFL. You've been to a couple of NFL camps as well. How much does that help you?
I think that a lot of people say, you know, be like, you know, a lot to the new guys, you know, it's, you know, practice like a pro, you know, take care of your body like a pro. Well, I'm already a pro, you know what I mean? And I know what that means, and I've lived that and experienced it. I've, you know, played with some of the best guys in the NFL, and you know, I've been in these other leagues too. Of a lot of guys, you know, chomping at the bit, trying to get another opportunity, same as me. And so, yeah, I think it's just more experience under my belt, and something that's made me more well-rounded of a player and a leader and a teammate.
What does it mean to you to be the number one pick in any league? What does it mean to you to go first overall in this league here?
It's a huge blessing. I mean, there's not many times you go number one overall in a draft. And so, you know, I brought as many people as I could. You know, it was a really big deal to me. You know, I was able to get my grandma up here. And so this just meant a lot to my family. Like, there's a reason why I got a room full of people is because it's a really big deal. And we're really excited. My family's really excited. I'm really excited about being here. I'm really excited about winning games here and packing the stadium out, you know, and bringing some football pride back in the city and for the Elks. Such a great winning culture and history here. And this weekend I was talking to my grandpa all about it, and you know, and he's just got stories and stories about how many, you know, just how the what do you say, the old gray cup is going where she ought to be, going where she ought to be, going where she ought to be. The old gray cup is going where she ought to be, home to the Eskimos. Obviously, you know, the Elks now, but back then when he was here. So, yeah, no, I think it just speaks volumes to how much it means to me and my family.
Who's here? What members of your family are here with you today?
I got a bunch of DeBlancos from up. Got Curtis DeBlanco up here. He played here previously. My girlfriend's up here. My brother and my dad's up here. My grandma, grandpa, and then a bunch of my girlfriend's family, and then a whole bunch of other DeBlanco family that's from up here in Canada as well. So,
I wanted to ask you. You know, you went to the combine. You didn't have to go. I think there's a good argument to be made that if you didn't go, you'd still be a first overall pick. Why did you choose to go?
I just know that as an athlete and a human and a player, I'm so much further above where I was even when I came out of college. And I wanted to be able to have a chance. Not many opportunities you can go and kind of rewrite your story a little bit. So I was just, you know, chomping at the bit at the opportunity to go out and put some new numbers out there and everything like that. And so, like I said, you don't get many opportunities to go, you know, put some new numbers out there and official combine, official numbers, and kind of change the narrative of you a little bit. And so, you know, it takes a lot of work to, you know, work your way up to where you're running a 40. You know what I mean? A lot of guys think you can just roll out there and run a 4 or 5. It takes, you know, months of work. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of work to get to that point. And so, yeah, so it was a really special thing and something I'm so glad I did.
Yeah. When did you first hear from Chris Jones or G. Roy about possibly joining the Elks?
I knew that there's interest from the first moment I put my name in the kind of in the draft pool, and my agent talked to them, and you know, he's the best. So glad I'm with him, and so he connected. Well, he you know, reached out to them, and they said, yeah, we're very interested, and it kind of went from there. We went, I interviewed with them at the combine, and it went really well, and I felt really good about it. You never know, you know, I've had a lot of ups and downs and disappointments in my career, so, you know, I felt really good about it, but you never know what's going to happen, and so being brought up here, I'm like, you know, I think I can settle down just a little bit more, and so, but yeah, that's how it came to be.
For fans that haven't had a chance to follow the draft or follow you, tell us, what do you think you bring biggest on the field?
Yeah, I think I just play the game with, like, a relentless effort. And somebody's going to be flying around the field at all times. Somebody's going to be completely selfless on the field, a team player. All I care about is winning games. The individual success comes along with winning games, you know what I mean? And so I'm not in it for myself. That being said, I've always been a high production guy, just being a guy that's got a nose for the football. And so, yeah, all I care about is winning games, and just bring some glory to this great city.
As long as after you win, you teach everybody how to sing that song, we're okay with it.
There you go. Yeah. Let's go.
Joel, we've talked about, you know, the USFL, the NFL, obviously some huge moments in your college career, Bama and the college football playoff. Heading into South Bend, playing Notre Dame, whole eyes on you guys as an undefeated Power 5 team. Do you look at those big moments and the situations you've been in, and do they make you feel you can come in and be a high-impact day one starter in this league at this pro level?
Yeah, I definitely do. And, you know, I think those big moments kind of prepare you, and when more big moments come, they don't have quite as big of an effect on you. And so, yeah, I think even it affected – those big games in my college career affected, you know, games that I had in my pro career so far, you know what I mean? And then I think it's just going to be an even better stepping stone into this league and hopefully a smooth transition. Obviously, there's a lot different with the game, but I'm excited and I believe and trust myself. And I'm excited to be in Coach Shive's defense. I think we're going to fly around and make a lot of plays.
Things happen quickly. Week tomorrow, you're on the field.
There you go. Wipe some of that snow off the field. I don't know if you wipe the snow off the field up here, but or you just play in it. But
both.
There you go.
To an extent.
Yeah.
So.